Bank of Cardiff's Jeremiah, how can I help you?
Yes, Jeremiah. I have a reservation code here, and I'm just, I don't know if I'm ready for any funding or anything, but I just want to, touch base and see what is offered.
Yeah, absolutely. Can I start off with that
reservation? Because I have one with loanability now. It's probably down to, I refinanced with them. It was up to 95. It was like $110,000 payback, and I'm down to like 40-some thousand now.
Okay.
And it's a factor of 1.17. But the problem with that is, like, towards the end, you start running out of money because, see, we're in the beer business, and the laws are changing. We need equipment. We need more inventory for we can see in Pennsylvania, right? I'm from Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the laws have changed. In other words, now we can sell 6-packs and 12-packs and everything. So we need an increased inventory. We need equipment. We need coolers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, what's that 16-digit code so I can pull it up?
All right,
there?
2-3. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
2311-3701-0054-2807.
All right. Give me one second. Let me pull it up here for you.
Mm-hmm. Everything's numbers.
Yeah. What's your first name?
Leonard.
Leonard. Okay, Leonard. And Leonard, the 570 number you're calling from, is that a good number to call you back in case we get disconnected or to call drop?
No, 570-954-6000.
4-6000. Is that your cell?
Excuse me.
Sure.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. So Wyoming Valley Beverage, is that the
Correct.
Name of the business? Okay, Leonard, and are you 100% owner of the business, Leonard?
I'm 70, my sister's 30.
70 and the sister's 30.
But she's really not an active partner, so
sure.
As far as loanability is concerned, that I fund through, I'm 100%, you know?
Yeah, I totally understand. Okay. That 6,000 number you gave me, is that your cell phone number?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so... All right, and I have the address as 63 South Wyoming Avenue in Pennsylvania.
63
South. Perfect, okay. And how do you guys file the business? Are you a LLC?
We're an S-Corp.
S-Corp, perfect. Okay, all right, so tell me a little bit more about this loan you have with loanability. You
okay,
said it's
well,
a 117.
They take it out every day, 5 days a week. $421.
$421 a day.
But towards the end, it was like a 10-month, so I have until about, I have to say till the end of March or something like that, or the end of February, you know what I mean, for the payback?
Okay.
But towards the end, and now we're running to holidays, it gets lean because you paid all that money back, plus the factor, the interest, whatever you want to call it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. How much did you borrow from them originally?
Well, I was never late on a payment. I've been doing business with them probably 2.5 years. It was down to about $29,000. So then I got another $65,000. So they brought it up to $95,000. See, what they wouldn't do, though, I didn't like this. In other words, the $29,000 that I owed, I had to pay the double factor.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So now that looks like 0.34. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I totally know what you mean. We have
If you get my drift, and I guess some business owners don't realize that.
Yeah, no, we have a program that for that reason where
if
our customers...
Excuse me, it's no good if they give me $100,000 and put it in there, because sometimes I don't need that all at once.
Sure,
so
I totally understand.
I'm paying factors or interest on monies that I don't need in the slow months in February, March, April. I don't need that kind of money.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. Now, I know we have a program where if you need more money and you have a loan with us and we renew, we forgive the interest on your current loan.
You roll it into that, though.
Yeah, well, we roll the balance over, but we don't charge you double interest.
Right, what I'm saying, does it make sense? Am I paying double interest with them?
You are, yeah.
You're
paying off the... Because it's we do have some programs where it's that way. Where you have to pay it off completely because it's a fixed payback. You know, it's not an actual right. percentage where you're paying and you're adding. It's not like a line of credit.
Right. They wouldn't break it up. And in 2.5 years, I was never late a payment. Every day they took it out of automatically.
That's interesting.
I was never late.
Usually with our returning customers, we kind of put them on a weekly or monthly payment program to help it, especially once we know that they've made their payments on time, especially for that long, 2.5 years. We try to
ever hear of them loanability?
I have. I've heard of them. Yeah. I don't know too much about them, but I have heard of them.
They were the best rate.
Yeah, your factor rate's great. 117 is hands down, especially on a 10-month term. Oh, that's mm-hmm. awesome. Definitely. Now, but you were saying that you're looking to bring on some equipment.
Right. It's not a fortune. I mean, but more inventory. Okay. So.
So what are you looking to do?
I have to clean
Leonard?
Them up.
What's the goal here? What are you trying to do?
Okay, I'm trying to bring in more coolers because of all the we need merchandising coolers.
Okay.
That's probably in the area of about $15,000. Okay. And then I'm going to probably need more inventory in the area of probably $50,000-$60,000.
Okay. Now the inventory.
I mean, I don't need $300,000 or anything like that.
Sure. Sure.
I would never take that kind of money.
Sure. So the inventory for the 50-60K, what is that going to do for the business? How much can you make on that, profit-wise, or like?
Oh, it generates all new customers in just generates new customers from away from the delis and everything because we're strictly in the beer business. You know, they sell butter, eggs, and gum, and you know what I mean, chocolate.
Yeah. But you guys aren't a brewery, right?
No, we're not a brewery. We're a distributor. We're in business. Our family's in business 69 years. We're in this location. We own the real estate. We have a 13,000 square foot building.
Okay.
We have a mortgage on that. We got a mortgage through SBA. That was no problem. That's current. And we do about $1.8 million a year.
$1.8 million a year.
Yeah, we do about $900,000 in credit cards through NewTek.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now I also have an MCA program. Have you heard of the credit card programs where basically, because you know how you have a set payment right now with loanability of $421 a day?
Right. You know, I had one of those like 8-9 years ago, and I couldn't keep track of the damn thing.
of like how much you owe and
sure. Yeah, like one day it was 120, then over the weekend it was 410. I just
yeah.
and I was just unsure at the end of the thing if they were, because I don't trust anybody. I'll tell you the
sure.
truth. I don't trust Hillary. I don't trust Donald J. Trump. I don't trust anybody. So I didn't know if I was really paying back the right amount. I mean, you need an IBM to figure it out.
Sure. No, I understand that. Okay, that makes sense. Usually,
with the rate was really awesome. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, we can, I can look into multiple different programs for you. My goal is to kind of give you options, right? I want to get you approved, for what you're looking for and then give you the options. So say, here's option A, option B, and option C. And then you then, evaluate the three different options and determine what's best for your business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we're definitely in the business of building relationships.
Yeah, we have a good tax return of everything. We don't lose money.
Okay, that's good. How soon are you looking to bring these funds on?
Soon, before the middle of November, because the holidays are coming.
Okay, I know.
And
especially
the governor's going to sign the new law Friday, so that's what I want to work on all this stuff now.
Yeah, what are you talking about? What's the new law?
Well, the new law is that we can sell single serves, we can sell growlers, we can sell six packs. We never could sell six packs or 12 packs before.
Oh.
So now we need more inventory. See, we only could sell by the case. And that'll make our business thrive because we're basically 100% in the beer business. We're not a convenience store where you go buy, you know, like I said before, bread, milk, and eggs and a six pack of Corona.
Mm-hmm. Strictly beer.
Got my drift?
Yeah, absolutely. How long you guys been in business for?
31 years, sir. 31 years and 2 months.
31 years, wow.
The family's in business 69 years. This is all I ever did.
Wow. And then you guys, you're 70% owner. Your sister is 30%.
Yeah,
70. Are you always working every day, or how big of
every
a
day.
Do you have?
Every day. 7 days a week. I'm a workaholic.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's a good thing. Well, Leonard, I'd be more than happy to see what I can do for you. I can send
what
you
do I do, what do I do with that 40-some thousand balance with loanability?
Well, my goal
is...
You have to
put that into something, too.
Yeah, my goal would be to pay that off for you, if you'd like, you know, so that way you just have one payment. We would pay them off, and then kind of... Now, as far as the equipment, I don't think you should use capital to pay that. I would say let's try to finance that. I can do the equipment on a 5-year term. That way I can get your payment to be really, really low, so you're really not worrying about that, and that way you can use it to write it off too before the end of the year.
Right, be like your car payment.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'll do that. I'd say we do that first. Well, depends on, do you want the inventory first or the coolers first? Do you need the, you need them at the same time, right? You need the coolers.
Yeah, I need them at the same time because, you know.
Do you already have a vendor picked out?
We're on Facebook if you ever want to look at it.
Oh, I definitely will check out the do you have a website?
No, we don't, but it's I don't know why we don't, but I don't think it was necessary because we can't ship out of town or anything like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. Well, at least you got a Facebook. Yeah, that works. Okay, so here's what I'll do, Leonard. I'll send you an email with the application here of what we would need. What's a good email to send that over to?
lcordora, 1748@gmail.com. The computer's in my basement in a closet.
Okay, I got lcordora1748@gmail.com.
Right.
Okay, and what do you mean it's in your basement?
Well, no, I was cracking a joke about Hillary. And I have a hammer hanging on the wall just in case. You're all Democrats out there.
Yep, it's true. Very true.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stick right to you.
She sure is.
Well, what's going to happen there? They even said she's going to be so tied up in legal matters, she's not even going to have any time for the presidency.
Which makes sense.
Yeah, this is bad. This is bad. This election is really bad.
It's horrible.
Now, is there a ton of paperwork involved with this here?
No, Leonard. Actually, we keep it really simple. All I would need is this application. I'm going to need some bank statements, about 6 months' worth, which you can send electronically, and then just your most recent tax return.
How do I send those electronically?
Well, a lot of times I have my business owners, they'll call the bank and ask them to email their most recent 6-month statements.
Oh, okay. All right.
And then you just forward that over to me.
I don't have capability to that. Okay, I only have fax, you know.
Oh, you can fax it too. I'll put my fax number on the email. So if you want to do old school fax, we do that as well.
Okay.
Whatever's easier for you, Leonard.
Okay, I understand.
Okay, so I'll send that over, and then I can work on getting you the approval as soon as you send everything back within about 24, 48 hours. And then if you want to move forward with it, we can get you the funds. We'll get you the coolers and get you all set up for business.
Okay.
All right. So I'll send that over in about 5 minutes. Let me know if you have any questions. You want to take down my direct line?
All right. Let me mark it here. Okay.
It's 858. 909.
8867.
And my name is Jeremiah.
Jeremiah. Is there extension?
No, it's a direct line. Yeah.
Jeremiah.
Correct.
Okay.
All right, Leonard, nice talking with you, and we'll be in touch. I'll send that over.
Yeah, we'll be able to fill that until tonight, until we're closed.
All right, no worries. I'll look forward to tomorrow then.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Leonard. All right, bye.
Bye.